Buenos días from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 19th of February, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, some updates from stories we've covered on previous shows. On Tuesday the 17th, Spain ordered prosecutors to investigate social media platforms Twitter, Meta, and TikTok over AI-generated child sexual abuse material. President Pedro Sanchez announced the move as part of a broader crackdown on online harm and addictive platform design. Government report warned that algorithms may amplify illegal content, threatening children's safety and dignity. Data cited from the charity Save the Children suggested 1 in 5 young people in Spain have had fake AI nude images of them shared online. Separately, Ireland's regulator has opened a probe into Twitter's chatbot, Grok, while the European Commission is investigating several social media platforms under the Digital Services Act. Also on Tuesday the 17th, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, the president of the Community of Madrid, fired her education minister, Emilio Viciana, causing upheaval in the regional government. Viciana was dismissed because of repeated failures to advance her controversial higher education funding law and to secure agreements with universities. Following this departure, several key officials resigned or were fired, including Partido Popular deputies. Many of these figures belonged to the Pocholos, a young upper-class circle influenced by the performing arts advisor Antonio Castillo Algarra, whose ideological input had shaped the regional education agenda. According to El País, Viciana's dismissal reflects Ayuso's frustration with a so-called inexperienced team that could not deliver on her priorities. On Tuesday the 17th, King Felipe VI attended a ceremony at the Congress of Deputies honoring Spain's 1978 constitution, now the country's longest-lasting fundamental law at 47 years old. In his speech, the king emphasized the constitution's enduring values and legitimacy, saying that Spain's democratic future depends on citizens continuing to write it together. The event brought together former presidents Felipe González, José María Aznar, and surviving drafters of the constitution, Miguel Herrero and Miquel Roca. Some political figures, including Santiago Abascal, leader of the far-right party Vox, and representatives of other nationalist and separatist parties, were absent, criticizing the Constitution's centralist structure. Next up, on Tuesday the 17th, the government imposed a temporary cap on hotel prices in 14 towns following the devastation caused by Storm Leonardo. The unprecedented week-long measure aims protect residents left without safe housing after severe flooding and storm damage, mainly targets hard-hit areas in southern and western regions such as Andalucía and Extremadura, including towns like Grazalema, Ronda, and Jerez de la Frontera, where many evacuees require emergency accommodation. Flooding remains critical after an exceptionally wet winter, with rainfall roughly 38% above average since October 2025, triggering widespread evacuations, infrastructure damage, and agricultural losses. In other news, on Monday the 16th, a fire in a 5-story apartment building in Manlleu, Barcelona, northeastern Spain, claimed the lives of 5 young people and left 5 others with injuries. The blaze began in a storage room of the building located north of Barcelona, though the exact cause remains unknown. The 5 victims were not residents of the apartment block. It's unclear why they were trapped in the storage area. Police have opened an investigation into the incident to determine the fire's origin and circumstances surrounding the fatalities. Salvador Illa, Catalonia's regional leader, expressed condolences to the victims' families. Meanwhile, on Monday the 16th, the Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling setting strict limits on wolf hunting, emphasizes that culling may only occur as a last resort to protect livestock. The Administrative Litigation Chamber clarified that any decision to kill wolves must follow a review of alternative preventative measures farmers can reasonably implement, ensuring hunting is not used as routine population control. The court reaffirmed that all Spanish wolf populations are under special protection in the list of wild species. The ruling has sparked mixed reactions. Conservationists praised the strict protections and emphasis on non-lethal measures, while farmers in rural communities expressed frustration, arguing that it limits their ability to protect livestock from wolf attacks effectively. In art, on Tuesday the 17th in Madrid, the Museo Reina Sofia unveiled a major rehang exploring 50 years of contemporary Spanish art since the death of dictator Francisco Franco in 1975. Opening with Juan Genovese, paintings of a shackled detainee. The new fourth floor display traces Spain's transition to democracy and the rapid social change that followed through over 400 works, with many of them never being in a permanent collection. Curators have connected artistic movements to events such as the AIDS crisis, feminism, environmental awareness, and the cultural explosion of the post-Franco era. This week, the University of Córdoba released a scientific study that revealed a 10-centimeter, 4-inch diameter, cube-shaped ancient bone that may have been linked to the war elephants used by Hannibal Barca during the Second Punic War. Researchers in southern Spain dated the bone using carbon dating techniques, placing it around 200 BCE when the Carthaginian general and statesman Hannibal controlled much of Spain. To identify its origin, scientists compared it with bones from modern elephants and extinct mammoths. Excavations at the dig site began in 2020, and since then, researchers have also uncovered artillery, coins, and ceramics, strengthening evidence that the area was once a battlefield. Academics argue that as large non-native animals, elephants would have been transported alive by ship, making it unlikely that the bone was moved after death. Sports news. Over the weekend, powerful winds disrupted major cycling races across Spain, forcing organizers to cancel and shorten stages for rider safety. According to Cycling Weekly, extreme weather protocols were activated as strong winds blew riders off the road. The Vuelta a la Región de Murcia in southeastern Spain, stage one was halted and then later restarted further along the route, cutting the race by more than half the total length. Despite the disruptions, later stages continued, but with heightened safety monitoring and prizes were awarded. Organizers warn that worsening weather and climate pressures may cause further race disruptions this season. Literary world was ablaze this week following the posthumous discovery of unpublished works by writer José María Pérez Álvarez, known as Chessy, who died on the 24th of December last year. Chessy, who passed away at 73 years old, was celebrated for his refusal to prioritize commercial appeal, producing complex and experimental works. His novel, Nembro, garnered critical acclaim, with writers like Juan Goytisolo praising its literary depth amid a market dominated by mass-produced books. His daughter, Beatriz Pérez, together with cultural associates and childhood friends, is overseeing the publication and archival process of Chessy's stories. Tribute is scheduled for the 9th of May at the Liceo de Orense, Galicia, in the Northwest, honoring his enduring influence on Spanish literature. To finish things off, last week we reported on Sanchez's decision to open Spain's doors to 500,000 immigrants. Since then, many voices have added their opinions to the mix. Columnist Asbel O'Higgins argues in news outlet Obrero that Spain's plan is neither radical nor unprecedented. He argues that Spain has a long history of mass regularizations, with at least six since the 1980s, including the largest in 2005, when 578,000 people were granted legal status. O'Higgins emphasizes economic drivers such as aging demographics, persistent labor shortages in agriculture, domestic work, and construction as key motivations for the policy. He writes that past amnesties increased Social Security revenue without creating significant pull factors when border controls were maintained. Similar episodic regularizations are common in Southern Europe, including Italy, Portugal, and Greece. Link to the article in Spanish is in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. For those who may want to let us know you listen and get future news about the Spain update, go to rorschach.com/updates. It's also in the show notes. There you can give us your email address. We'll let you know if anything changes. We will never give away or sell your email to anybody else. And of course, you can always just send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Let us know how to keep you informed. Hasta la próxima.